This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You got straight A's, but I was trying not to fail. You were at the dance, I was home watching Barbara Mendel. The yearbook called you the most likely to succeed. While I was sick that day, my photo's nowhere to be seen. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd, you beat me up when I was 10. So what? I played with dolls, I played with dolls. Guess who? You don't remember me. Hey, guess who? You're singing to my song right now. You see that you all have to thank for this bird. That's true, what they say. The meek shall inherit the earth. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd. You beat me up when I was 10.
Hey, if you're out there playing with dolls, you need to call in. This is KPFT Houston. It's the middle of Pledge Drive. Coming up is After Hours. The phone number is 713-526-5738. For those of you who play with dolls, call in your pledge of support. And for everyone out there who loves a boy, call us too.
Warning. The following
following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT. My name is Chris Harris, and I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
I didn't have any cutesy for that middle segment of what I've been doing lately.
Oh, okay. You got to think up something new. Is that it?
I'll try and be different. I got grease on my finger.
Is that what that is?
Don't tell me anymore.
Oh, it's not that kind of grease. It's dark grease.
Oh?
Yes, and it is from the back patio of the ripcord.
Oh.
It was burger night.
Sure. Sure it was.
Yeah, someone had to flip some meat back there. Stick it between some buns. Hot and greasy. I can hear arteries clogging out there in Radio Land.
Yes. Yes, Kevin. Speaking of, did you happen to read the What a World article that Nancy is now writing for Outsmart?
No, I didn't. I heard I should read it.
Yes, you should. There's a slight little blurb about that infamous thread that ran through LSA that we talked about, this anti-big men thread.
You know, we got to go back through the history and see. That's probably that may be one of the longest threads of going through.
I think so.
I went in and I kept all of them,
mm-hmm.
and I recently pulled it out of my LSA folder. And there's almost 100.
Oh my God!
100 emails,
and 50 of which say the same thing. Anyway, oh gosh. Speaking of Kevin White, got an email from LSA talking about the HIV social that we advertised last week that was going on at
the In-N-Out
Club, and no, actually, Kevin White sent this to somebody.
He wanted to
thank everyone who came to the first Houston HIV Gay Men's Social. Had approximately 50 folks who showed up, and many who had responded that they will be with us next time. Oh, and special thanks to those who donated to help with some of our expenses. expenses. I've been in a Galveston bar all day, don't ask, for the gathering. Yeah, it was awkward for many coming to an event with no idea who would be there, but it didn't take long for the ice to break, and I must say everyone seemed to get along great and have fun. Nice mix of all types of guys from various walks of life and age groups. Next time we plan to have food donated, and we will be back at the In-N-Out Bar. Don't go there.
Somebody find my tongue. I just bit it off.
It's on September the 14th. So these are going to happen the second Thursday of every month. I spoke with the owner of the bar, Michael Gates, this morning. And Ed Moniger. Hello. Did that last week. I get my bar owners mixed up. Anyway, I spoke to the owner of the bar.
Only four. I mean, can't you keep four of them straight?
This morning, and he told me he is working to add parking behind the bar and security for those who park on the side streets.
So safe parking in the rear.
Oh, that's the way we like it. Here's something else. Jackie Harris has recently opened the Boom Boom Room. Which is kind of funny because the Boom Boom Room is a very famous bar in California that has been in the news because it's closing. It's been around since the 50s. Rock Hudson hung out there.
But he wasn't gay.
Oh, yeah, no, he was queer. So they're opening a Boom Boom Room. They have opened a Boom Boom Room. It's a wine and panini bar at 2518 Yale Street. That's Yale and Aurora.
A wine and panini bar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Delicious food, nice atmosphere, and good service. And Tuesday is gay night with happy hours running from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
It's a wine and panini bar, and they only have one gay night? It's a fancy smushed Italian sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that's going on over there. And let's see, Queer Bingo is happening Saturday, August the 19th. This is the...
for the GLBT Community Center.
Yes, yes, not the other one. Fish that eye patch out of your booty chest, dust off that peg leg, and fluff the feathers on that parrot. And next week...
You got to see the look on our guest's face. They're like...
Queer Bingo returns with the theme, Queer Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, were there any straight ones? Prepare to walk the plank or mark your bingo cards on Saturday, August the 19th. Doors open at 5 p.m. and games begin at 6 at Club 1415, located conveniently at 1415 California Street.
They were real original when they named that place.
Yes, that's kind of behind Chances. Behind Chances and to
behind
the left.
Slick Willy's.
Behind Slick Willy's, that'll work, okay.
Yeah, wherever you park to go to Slick Willy's, it's across the street there.
The Queer Bingo is presented on the third Saturday of every month by the Houston GLBT Community Center. Proceeds support the community center and its programs. And what have you got?
A lot of spam. Oh. I was hoping I'd get this response.
Well, maybe
back.
you should collect it and bring it to the next and serve it instead of burgers.
I've taken and turned into those pinwheels. Work pretty well. Where you take the tortilla and you put a cream cheese spread. Take a thing of shred it up into the cream cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds dreadful.
No, it's quite well. It smells horrible when you're making it.
Oh, my God.
And my sister-in-law gagged on it.
And then
she thinks, oh, my God.
And then you had to eat it.
It was good.
Now, there you are.
Yeah.
Hi, you have a show tonight?
I don't do it.
We'll discuss on air.
Okay.
Yeah, I was checking here. I'm hoping I get a response from this. I got one of those things, a spam.
Yes.
From a Christian singles group.
Oh, God.
So I went to their website, and, you know, they have things where you can look at ads that are men looking for women and women looking for men. And I couldn't find the men looking for men section.
Imagine that.
So I sent them an email asking them where it was at, because there seemed to be a problem with their website. And I'm waiting to hear a response back. Obviously, since you sent me this unsolicited email to the website of a gay men's group, you've got to have a gay. You have to have a section for men for men, and I just can't seem to find it on your website. That was last week. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Yeah, I mean, don't hold your breath, honey.
That's part of that. Okay.
Yes.
You can fix the type.
Okay.
Bayou City Performing Arts announcing open rehearsals for the second season of the Bayou City Women's Chorus at Covenant Church, 4949 Caroline, on September 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. Those are Tuesdays from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss this great opportunity to sing great music with great women. Sing along or just listen. Find out what they're about at 713-521-SING. You'll have a website.
Okay.
The Houston Area Bears logo contest is open to the public. The Houston Area Bears is seeking a new logo. The deadline for artwork must be submitted on or before September 10th, 2006. Logo must contain or incorporate a bear motif, paw print, bear, flag, etc. Must state Houston Area Bears or HAB in the design. No more than four colors. It must be a JPEG or a TIFF and at least 300 DPI. You can email your designs to Triad, that's TRIAD2@HoustonAreaBears.com. All designs submitted become property of the Houston Area Bears. Winner will receive a gift certificate to Bear Watch 8. Do you want to do now or
later?
Later. Okay,
yes.
We'll hold that one.
Yes, we'll do that later.
We'll do that.
And I think it's now time because, you know, we have an After Hours Quickie tonight, and it's an evening with the Royals. Only this night, tonight, is the evening with the Almost Royals. Or soon to be or hope to be Royals.
Wannabes.
Well, I don't want to go that far.
I will. Hey, you want to come over here, Jimmy?
What?
Fine, go in there. Be gone, peasant.
Yeah, I'll take your seat.
The hell you will. You seem to forget I'm an ageist.
I could move in where you wherever you sit.
For those of you who haven't ever seen Chris and I, we're like Laurel and Hardy.
I prefer to say we make a perfect 10. He's the one, I'm the zero.
Abbott and Costello.
There you go. There you go. We have tonight the aspirants to the throne of ICOH, Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire. Ginger Vitus, who is running for Empress, and Auron Culliver, who is running for Emperor. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much for
You're
having
welcome.
Us.
Welcome. Hey, I've been looking forward to this.
Sure you have.
Yeah.
Been here, done that. You're sweating in your shoes right now.
This is something new for me. Thank
you. Virgin.
Orland's a virgin.
I didn't know that.
First time on the radio.
Wow.
Unless you count a contest I won back in the 70s, you know.
Who remembers the 70s?
On the radio.
Oh, I remember them so well.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was my era.
He even has numbers.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So where have you two been today?
We have been in Galveston all day.
All day, yes.
Today was the first day of voting for Gemini Empress and Apollo Emperor for Space City. I mean, for ICOH, the Space City Empire. Mm-hmm.
We were stumping today.
Yes. And voting is by any citizen of Harris County or any county
that touches
Harris County.
Yeah, it's the whole touchy-feely thing.
Yes.
We're all about that.
It's all about the community.
Yes.
Electing the Emperor and Empress, and we call you the Emperor and Empress, but really, in effect, you're kind of the president.
Co-presidents of the organization for a year, yes.
Yeah. You just get titles and a crown.
Yeah, and I have a saying about that, but I'll, you know, save that for off air.
Let me tell you, there are so many other nonprofits with leaders who wish they had the crown.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Or
yes,
act indeed. Like they do. Anyway.
It is flawless.
Yes, it is.
It is flawless.
Flawless.
Until you have to wear it.
Well, luckily, the emperor has a smaller crown, and we're very happy
and
about that.
And you wear yours on your shoulder.
There's a reason for that.
Nope.
Actually, there's not.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I thought I'd go there because I had the opportunity.
Oh, it's going to be a fun year if you do get elected.
Yes. If and I need to, that's one of, something I want to stress. Orlin and I are running unopposed.
Mm-hmm.
But please understand that it is a yes, no vote.
Yes.
And I would like to think that everybody votes yes, but, you know.
They don't.
They don't. And just
and it's
because.
It's part of the process.
Exactly. Absolutely. And just because it is unopposed, even more important that everybody gets out and votes.
Yes, it is.
We need to know that the community wants us to do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We get to choose our charity for next year if we are elected,
yes.
And we would like to hope that we have the support of the community behind us when we start raising money for that charity.
Sure.
Whichever one we choose.
Because that's what the organization is all about.
Absolutely.
Raising
$1
money.
At a time.
Mm-hmm.
$1 and quarters sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Don't I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I get to count that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have our first opportunity for voting coming up this coming Thursday. Ginger, why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah, we're going to be at EJ's from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Early
actually,
voting.
You won't be there.
I won't be there. I have to work until 5. Some of us have jobs.
Actually, the candidates cannot be
well,
in the bar
right, absolutely,
vote,
yeah. We go and we verify.
It's that anti-campaigning thing.
Right. Well, we go and we verify the ballot box is there and everything's copacetic, and then we're off to skip around to the other bars and drum up business, so to speak.
There you
and
go.
If we need to chauffeur some of the people around,
yes,
we do that. There is a show. I think the show actually begins at 8 o'clock, so even though it's a whole show for all of this, we still can't be there until after 9.
Yeah.
But that's okay. In my case, because I can't be there, I actually have a representative that will be there for me.
Okay.
Orlin is going to be there.
Yes, I will be there at the start of voting and then going around to the different clubs in the Montrose area looking for people to come vote who maybe have forgotten or don't know about it and to try to encourage people to come out and vote for us.
Yeah, and you know, this is not just about the Emperor and Empress voting either. This is also the time of year when we vote on what's called the Barry Petrie Award.
Absolutely. That's incredibly important.
It is. And I'm sure that there's a lot of old-timers, and I shouldn't say old-timers, but a lot of you out there that have been around for a long time know who Barry Petrie was.
Yes.
A lot of people don't. Barry Petrie was a very influential person in this community when it came to raising money. He did a lot for this community. And when Gerald McNeil, our Apollo Emperor Three, step down. Whenever the Emperor and Empress step down, they always do a proclamation or some kind of a special award or something like that, sort of their legacy. And Gerald McNeil's was the Barry Petrie Award. And it's for outstanding community service and so on and so forth. And there's always there's nominations. Anybody can submit a nomination.
Yes.
And then I'm not sure exactly how they break it down to the top, whatever, but this year we actually have 6.
Yeah, normally it's
very
5.
Good. Yeah.
And the board of directors of ICOH does a vote.
Yes.
And this year there were 6 nominees presented. And so instead of just taking the vote and kicking one off the list, they decided to accept
right.
all 6.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all fabulous.
Yes.
It's like one of those impossible
decisions. Very tough decision.
It was a tough decision, but yet it doesn't matter who wins it. We all win.
Of course.
That's
of course.
The situation.
Yes, everyone on that list has earned that title,
yeah.
has earned that award.
Yep.
And so I agree. Just being on a list like that is an incredible honor.
Yep, absolutely.
I've been there, and it's a really nice feeling to know that there are people out there who think that you have done enough to be awarded something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. And then on Friday night?
Friday night is our last candidate show.
Our last candidate show.
Mm-hmm.
9 p.m. at Mary's, naturally. Come out, have a nice time. It's the shows at Mary's are always a lot of fun.
They always have a fabulous time.
Well, it's very small. It's very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be who you are there. There's no pretense.
It's Mary's.
It's Mary's. Hello.
Naturally.
So that's always a good time. And then I'm guessing that probably Orland and I are going to be out and about after that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hitting some places and seeing what's going on and letting them get a look at our pretty mugs and that sort of thing. Actually, Jerry won't be out. Ginger will. Ginger will be out Thursday night, Friday night. And that brings us to, what, Sunday?
Sunday.
You can talk
about this year, our main voting day is on Sunday, August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Legacy Community Health Services at 215 Westheimer, which most of the community knows that's what was called Montrose Clinic.
Right.
And we will have voting there from 10 to 6. And again, we can't stress that we hope people will come out and vote. And please vote yes for us. We both enjoy raising money for the community. I'm a native Houstonian, and Jerry has been in Houston for
25 years.
Oh. 25 years.
My son was born here. I'm Texan by osmosis.
There you go.
And, we could definitely use your support and come out and vote for the Barry Petrie Award as well.
So, Sunday, you'll be out at the bars.
Oh, yeah, bright and early. Actually, Orland and I will be serving breakfast at Mary's from 10 until noon that Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, because we can't be at the voting place, and B, most of the bars and businesses aren't open anyway, so.
That's true.
We're going to fill our time up with that. And it gives us, come on in and see us. It's a great breakfast. It's like $3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabulous breakfast. We can talk to you face to face.
And what are they serving this week?
This week, I just happen to have a list that this fabulous radio personality that I'm very good friends with provided for me.
Isn't that something?
I won't mention any names, but his initials are Jimmy Carper. there's going to be pancakes or waffles.
Mm-hmm.
You got apples, strawberries, maple syrup, whatever kind of topping you choose. It is Mary's after all.
Yes.
Scrambled eggs, hash browns, a fruit medley. Imagine that. A medley of fruits at Mary's. Go figure.
That's going to be the bar patrons, right?
Yeah.
And it is $3 a plate or $5 all you can eat. And this is also benefiting Lazarus House and the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
That's right.
God, we have a lot going on.
Yeah.
August 26th, Regina Dane has her Sweet 16 party at 1415.
Now, that...
Think Pink.
That's right. Regina has been in the community raising funds through the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star and ICOH for the last 16 years.
I tease her, this is her quinceañera.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It's going to be a fabulous time.
Yes,
again, the money is all going to charity, as usual.
Of course.
Regina was actually, as you mentioned, she was an empress for Eurysis. She's also one of our empresses.
Yes.
She was
Empress Nine. Empress Nine of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, which is now the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc. And, yes, and she's our celestial.
Yeah. And then coming up on the 27th is a very special day.
Oh, yes, it is.
Our Crown Prince and Princess... Royale, Jeff Wallace, and Rose Smith will be having their big to-do with La Cage of Fools.
That's where we honor them for all the work they've done in the last year.
Yeah, and trust me, they have worked.
The P&P ball.
The P&P ball, yep.
Yes. And during that special day, Ginger, a.k.a. Jerry, and myself, Orland Culliver, we find out if we have won our election.
Yes.
And then we have another month before we prepare for our enthronement, which is October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll have more about that on
Certainly will.
But the P&P ball is going to be at 1415. I think they're suggesting a $5 donation.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a fun time, a lot of fun, lots of performances. Again, all goes to the charity. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 5. I think the actual festivities themselves will probably start around 6 o'clock. 5 to 6 is kind of a social thing.
And we're also giving away two tickets on Continental Airlines at $10 a chance.
Yeah, we are selling raffle tickets right now. $10 a piece. Two Continental Airlines tickets anywhere in the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
And there's only 1,000 tickets.
There's only 1,000 tickets. It's a wicked deal.
Yes.
It's a wicked deal.
It's $10 a ticket, but there's only 1,000. So
that's it.
It's not like you know, there's...
Nope.
The chances
The more you buy, the better your chances are.
Of course it is. Yes. That's wonderful.
What else we got going, Orland? Besides, you know, the Wednesday night jukebox shows
exactly.
at Mary's.
We still have our Wednesday night jukebox shows.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be out and about. This is going to be a really busy week for us.
Yes. Yes, it is. And do you know what? I bet you two haven't, if this is your first time on radio, then you haven't been on Queer Voices to talk about this either.
No.
No, I haven't.
Jack's show, Monday nights, 8 to 10.
No, sure haven't.
And this would be the only opportunity you have Monday night.
Yes, it would.
Need to get you in touch
Do you know
with
anybody
Jack.
That can get us an invitation or anything?
I think I might.
Really?
You got some connections?
Yeah.
Has that been Jimmy Carper, maybe?
It's actually Deborah Bell.
Such a name dropper.
Jack's the executive producer, and Deborah does all of the guests. So I'll need to get in touch with her and get you in there.
That would be, I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be
a lot of fun.
Jack has a great show.
That would be fun.
Yes. And you can get the people who don't stay up all night.
Which is me usually.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What's that, Orland?
Do we have that going on Monday night?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. That's enough. For the next week.
That is definitely keeping us busy.
That's just our events. That doesn't count anything else that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We have a great membership with ICOH. Mm-hmm. Everybody really comes out and really is very supportive of our organization.
Yes.
We appreciate all the membership and all the public that comes out to our shows.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I guarantee you a good time when you do.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're at the helm.
Hello, a man in a dress with a beard. With really bad makeup.
And that's why you're gingivitis.
That's true.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Okay, Ginger Orland, thank you for being here for
Our
After
pleasure.
Hours.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Jimmy, for having us.
Evening with the Almost Royals. Okay?
With the wannabes.
The hope to bees.
There you go. And good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get out and vote.
You bet. Oh, and we've had some news that came through here.
Where's
it's?
No, up there.
Oh, it's up here.
Did you for me to read? It's over.
Okay.
A bit of sad news that we're passing on there.
Yes.
Brenda Thomas, who has been a guest on our show.
Oh. Countless times.
Countless times there. Passed away this past week. There will be a memorial service for Brenda on Wednesday, August 16th, 2006, at 5 p.m. over at Bering United Methodist Church, with a reception to follow. Bering is over at 1440 Harold Street. It's a block south of Westheimer and four blocks west of Montrose. Basically, if you know where the old... what was the lesbian bar that was over there?
Rainbow Room.
Rainbow Room.
Oh.
It's,
yes.
You know, basically it's behind there.
Yes.
Feel free to call the church at 713-526-1017 for directions. For those requesting to make a remembrance, Brenda has requested that in lieu of flowers, individuals contribute to the Peggy Rudd Transgendered Scholarship Fund, a program administered by the Texas Transgendered Unity Committee that awards college scholarships to transgendered students. The address is HTUC, P.O. Box 542287, and that's Houston 77254. Or you can find out on the web at HoustonTransgenderUnity.org.
Yes. And as always, we have some music to play. This is by a transgender artist by the name of Veronica Klaus. And I love this woman's music. It's and of course it's my favorite song, Blind Hearts and Knowing Glances, for Brenda.
That's how I fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was for Brenda. Unfortunately, the CD wasn't working well with us. For Brenda Thomas, who we lost this past week. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. This is Pledge Drive, 713-526-5738. We're going to give you a little bit more music. We're dedicating this one to Jimmy because we always dedicate this song to Jimmy out there. Is he listening on the... Let me see if he's going to start running in when he hears it. For Jimmy!
Desperate old guy, why don't you come to your senses? You've been acting pretentious for so long now. I know you're hiding behind that cloud of cologne, and all the guys you give your heart to only hurt you somehow.
Say,
who is that?
Oh, give it to me to say, huh? Los Fabulosos Cadillacs y Fishbone.
Okay.
With What's New Pussycat?
From the Red Hot and Latin CD.
Silencio Iguales Muerte.
Yes.
I learned more Spanish than I thought I knew.
And before that?
Was dedicated to you.
Yes, I know. Desperate Old Guys.
I don't know. For some reason, I had a little kick on Marcy. Oop.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, that was
good. No, you had another one there.
Yeah, I know. I just goofed. I was about to put Mark Allen Smith CD in the Red Hot in Latin.
Harper Valley PTA, Mark Allen Smith, a drag queen or female impersonator, however he likes to be called, from Dallas. And in it, what I really like is that he imitates Donna Day, a Houston drag queen who he worked with the last few years of her life. She moved up to Dallas. And
then before that was Marcy Ray.
Marcy Ray with Desperate Old Guys. Recorded live in Galveston.
Yeah, I need to borrow that CD so some other people can get to hear what she's...
And then Knowing Hearts, Blind Hearts and Knowing Glances by Veronica Klaus. We played that for Brenda. And we never did mention the first two, the music we opened with.
Oh, that's because we forgot by now.
Yeah, I know.
We started with Classic. Now, it's been a while since we played Kevin Calhoun and Doll.
Mm-hmm.
And followed that up with the band formerly known as Super 8 Cumshot, whoever they are now, with I Love a Boy.
Yeah, we need to write those down.
Well, I don't see your pad around here.
That's because it didn't go home last week. For some reason.
Oh, I probably know why then. Because you took the pad in there when you did the bisexuality quiz.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Shit. Anyway, speaking of words that are said on a show previous to After Hours, it is a membership drive. Not that you know it from this show so far.
I'm looking for the form I need for your ass to fill out.
Please.
Sweet Jesus, he actually said something.
I didn't say it. It was a whispering utterance.
Bull, whatever you said. we're singing with the Latin theme, Bay Essay.
Yeah, well, Bay Essay, Mike. Never mind.
Be careful. I've got the Gay Spanish Dictionary.
Yes.
Bring that out again. This is Pledge Drive.
Yes, it is. We are only doing it for a week, though.
Yeah, this is a little quickie.
Ooh, I love quickies. And if you love quickies, you should give us a call at 713-526-5738.
And for the love of God, you know, let have Roy do something around here.
Besides make coffee, which he does very well, by the way.
I don't drink coffee.
Well, I certainly drink your share of it.
Mm. I have enough of this by water.
Yes. Well, another continent heard from.
We just heard you there, Gigi.
Gigi is... raring up to do a very brand new segment.
Oh, yes.
After Hours. Gigi has been doing the Binet segments since, what, 94, 93?
I forget. It's been so long.
I know. I do, too. It just seems like we've always been together.
10, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah. And you were moving up in the world.
Oh, yes.
last week... we had the new bi segment with David Great Bear and Robin, and that was fun. We had a good time with that.
Okay. Filled out a quiz.
Yeah, a bisexual quiz.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and David Great Bear paid homage to Dr. Fritz Klein.
Oh, good.
Yes, and that was a very, very good show. In fact, we just really ran out of time.
Oh, wow.
We're having so much fun. And so this week you're going to do a new segment on whatever it is that Gigi is into.
Oh, yes. Haven't come up with a name for this segment.
That's not narrowing it down any.
It's kind of nameless.
it's going to have to do with radical fairies and spirituality and paganism and
sexuality.
Yes. Sacred temple sex.
Yes. So it's, you know, it's kind of like I'm moving into a whole new arena.
He is Texas's answer to Harry Hay.
Yes.
He's trying to sell it to me, like, yeah.
Yeah, really. No, I'm serious.
I think he's trying to go, I hope Chris knows who I'm talking about.
Harry was a very early openly gay man. And supporter of gay rights, and when everybody else started supporting gay rights, he kind of moved up the ladder into spirituality and radical fairies and all of this kind of stuff, and so there we go. However, we still need to promote this membership drive because the phone hasn't rung yet. Folks, and we cannot zero out. We've got to show management that this show is viable and needs to be supported.
Yes, we need. I mean, I forgot to say all the things to tell people. Hey, you know, we're having a pledge drive.
Yeah,
we only come to you a couple times a year.
That's right.
And, you know, the TV station, coincidentally, they're doing it, their pledge drive now. And, of course, you know, they break out the good stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
We bring you
the good show that you hear every week here.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is a lot nicer than the way I say it. You know, you get the same show this week as you get next week. We're not putting on special airs for you.
We're not airing special airs. Okay.
But, you know, the fact of what this show provides to the community out there. You know, we're here. None of us here that you hear on the show are paid to be here. And so, you know, don't think you're paying for our salary.
Gosh, no.
You think someone would pay us for this.
Yeah, we're all volunteers, folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's times when, you know, I have to admit, we come here sometimes and we have pledge drives, we have giveaways, we have this stuff, and it's like the only people who we find out about that knows about this show are prisoners, and the only person who sponsors us lately has been a prisoner who hasn't heard our show in 2 years.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And he still sends in stamps to pledge support for the station.
As his support, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, we would love to know if someone out there with access to a phone, thinks that this show is worth it. You know, you want to impress Dwayne? Write a big check. You want to impress us? $35 membership. If you're a student or a senior citizen, it's a $25. You know, let us know that someone is out there. I mean, I miss the cranky old guy who used to call in, "Is this the week you change your clocks forward so I can get off the Queer Show and up to the Blues?" He doesn't even bother to call us anymore.
No. But folks out there, you have this perfect opportunity right now because, in addition to supporting this show, and there's Pat from Pat and Rosie.
Yes.
And there's Rosie. Hey.
I don't think they're separatable.
Probably not.
No.
Anyway. They do a great show on Sunday nights. Anyway.
Back to us.
Back to us, of course. Where was I going?
I don't know. We Amtrak again. But, you know,
the other thing is, here, I remembered. In addition to supporting this show and showing management that you think this show should stay on the air, you will get the opportunity, if you have not before, to become a member and vote, because elections are coming up for representatives to sit on the board. And if you are a member in good standing by September 1st, I believe it is, you are going to be eligible to vote.
And see, you know,
we are the only, Pacifica is the only, actually Houston, no, all of Pacifica,
all of Pacifica have,
is the only radio that is run democratically now.
And you know, you may think, well, what's the big deal about that?
There is a big deal.
The fact is this, at other stations, you know, the only way that they find out how well of what if you appreciate what they're doing is if they find out that you've been buying the buying products that are advertised on their station. Here at Pacifica and at KPFT, we don't do that. So you don't get the advertising dollars in for you to say your vote. We don't subscribe to Arbitron. And the only way we know that we've got people out there listening is through your pledge of support.
Mm-hmm.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. If you feel better playing around on the internet, you know.
Yeah, do PayPal,
you know,
honey.
Go over to PayPal at kpft.org. You know.
Tell them After Hours sent you.
If that's where only place where you got your credit card information and, you know, the government's already watching all the porn sites you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So really exactly. Piss them off by going over to KPFT. You know. If you want the funny looking van parked outside your house for the next week or so, kpft.org, send in your pledge of support. But you know, let us know that you're out there.
And Pat and Rosie have just walked into the studio. What, did you get your nights mixed up, honey?
No, we came by just to see you.
You're kidding.
No. We've been worried about you for months.
Why? What's wrong with me?
Because
we don't have enough time for that.
Actually, years.
Yeah. Oh, from the hospital thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we've been praying for you for a long time.
Oh, great. He's going to show off the scars.
Okay. Scars and everything.
Poor baby.
See, this is the appendix.
Poor
that
baby.
Burst, and then this was the blocked bowel.
Poor baby.
Mm.
They just had to really open me up and pull them all out and look at them.
Where else can you come into a radio station and see men's bodies?
We sure as hell don't get that type of treatment. If you are out there and you want to flash for the...
That's right. We try to do nude radio as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And hey, you know...
The old management said it was okay so long as they didn't get complaints.
Well, right. And they... Boy, we've never had a complaint. We've been doing it constantly.
We complain when we don't get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So it's 419 Lovett Boulevard.
If you...
I will take your pledge. Jimmy will flash you from the window.
Uh-huh. Or you can flash Jimmy.
You can flash us and...
Or Gigi will flash you.
Is Stanley in town right now, Jimmy?
No.
Okay, so if you flash on here, Jimmy will give a $25 donation in your name.
What? Yes, come flash us. You better flash me if you want me to give a donation.
419 Lovett, we're squeezed right in between the Women's Federation Building and Alliance Française.
Well...
Boy, that sounds so weird when you say where we're stuck.
It sounds like you belong there.
Yeah. Wedged.
Ooh.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. At least I sure as hell hope you are. It's KPFT Houston 90.1 FM, listener-sponsored, commercial-free.
KPFT Galveston 89.5 FM.
Eh.
It's a little bit longer drive for them, but that's mm-hmm. okay. It's worth it.
That's right. That's...
Hey, we'll lock the doors, let the other people stay outside.
6,000 men can't be wrong.
Are you giving out your averages again? This man has more Golden Doorknob awards than his
own. Oh, yes, I do.
Actually, has a couple of crystal ones. He's going for titanium.
Mm.
What happened to platinum? Or is that
We don't say platinum around me. I can't spell the damn word. I almost ordered 200 mugs with the wrong spelling of platinum on them.
Yes. We've been avoiding that word ever since.
It's been a boo-boo. Oh,
anyway.
Titanium.
Yeah.
I don't hear the phones ringing.
I heard it ring once.
Did you now? Good.
Let's hear it again.
We want the phones to ring 69 times.
Ooh, do we ever. 713-526-5738.
And if you are a rich virgin to KPFT, because
mm-hmm.
God knows we love virgins whether we got a pledge drive or not. We need two virgins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why two?
New members.
Oh, new members.
Yes.
Oh.
We need two virgin pledgers.
And we promise we won't sacrifice you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I mean, we have fun with the virgins, you know. Make them in.
So to speak.
Go ahead, go suck a fag.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him in a minute. Because you're going to play some music.
Oh, I am. What am I going to play?
Something wonderful.
Hey, I got an idea. Call in the Pleasure Support and I'll play a song for you.
There you go.
Call in the Pleasure Support. Call 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Call in the Pleasure Support to tell me to shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
For a pledge of $200, I'll stay away for a week.
There it is.
And the phone just rang.
Yes.
I made that offer once before.
Did you stay away?
No, no one took me up on it.
Well, here's their chance.
Yeah. For those of you who, you know, I mean, I do know that there are some people that supposedly, you know, achieve erection at the sound of my voice. I've got written proof of that. 40 you.
You know, nobody ever really talks about it. But from what I hear, mm-hmm. women can achieve erections too,
mm-hmm.
and ejaculations.
Yep.
Ask Pat; he told me. Must be true.
He's got to get off those internet sites.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to the women on the show before us.
You can ask me.
Oh, yeah, the hell. Hot and Bothered show.
On Hot and Bothered, you ask him that question, she'll give you a demo.
Oh yeah.
Well, that'll be something you won't forget.
I know I wouldn't forget it.
But,
two pledges.
Whoa.
All right.
Two pledges. All right.
That's 2 weeks you have off.
Okay, let's go to a piece of music.
That's good. I need to rest. All right, so once again, while we're going to the music break, call in your Pleasure Support, 713-526-5738.
And what are we playing?
A CD.
And who is it?
I don't know. I don't read the CD.
Gaya Dake Balola.
Gesundheit.
With Big Ovaries Baby.
Click.
Thank you. aggressive. Hey, name it if you will. Brazen or bodacious. I got ovaries of steel. Yeah, I got big ovaries, baby.
Big ovaries.
Oh, I got big ovaries, baby.
still out on the back patio. I was going to torture Jimmy. Oh, hold on. Well, because he, you know, he pulled out this one CD of Gay Adebagalo, or however you pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. So I figured I was going to get him back by playing Michelle Nadegliacello. And then after that, I was going to play Magdalene Hushuli as a series of very difficult pronunciation names to go. We've got some thank yous to do, some shout outs here. Gerald called in. He is a virgin to pledging. That he is, and so we are halfway to our virginity goal. And see, he's trying to tease me. He's showing me pictures of his hot new boyfriend.
Ah.
Yeah, I keep bringing up a new picture. That's each pause is a new picture. Oh, and Jimmy's coming in.
Oh, that's a third. Yeah, okay, here, Jimmy, you want to drool a little bit? That's his new boy.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I need to be careful.
Okay, I've got to come the other see one this. In a minute.
Yeah, you'll want to see the other picture there. Boy is the appropriate word.
That's my favorite one.
No. You've got another favorite one there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Go back to the other.
And we're live.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, Northwest Houston. Yeah, my part of town.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that looks just like me. Isn't he adorable?
Yes, it is adorable.
What are you looking at?
This guy's...
his new boy toy.
Yeah.
I like it.
The answer to the question you're thinking is to the right.
Ah, yes.
The password is to the right. He's good on his knees. Oh, okay, we got three pledges to thank. Three pledges. Gerald called in. He was the virgin.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we got one virgin.
Who?
Gerald, he's called in several times, that we'll have to play a song for him.
Yes.
Oh.
He's out in Montgomery.
Okay.
So, like I said, that's the virgin. This family sluts.
Oh, yeah. I love that family.
Yeah, that's a family of sluts. They're not a virgin when it comes to pledging. That's a slut family.
Yeah.
Now, the sad part is, you know, I keep saying this is a slut family, and they're telling us to thank Caitlin.
Careful.
Welcome to the aristocrat.
And I'm looking up a song for the third.
Mm. Oh, there's a song of request for Gerald, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to leave the room because you don't like it. and then we've got a very generous pledge, non-virgin, and I do recognize that name from several pledges. So we are at, let's see, our goal is $360. So we just need two more. 200 more, and then we will be at our pledge goal. That's combining in with Tigger's pledge of support that he always gives in the form of postage stamps. So it's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
Yes, give us a call
for your pledge of support. So... Gigi.
Yes.
Let's get to it.
Okay. Tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about this new format, and I thought I'd kick it off with this concept of sacred sexuality, and talk a little bit about where we're going on a spiritual dynamic. Basically, I've been running a temple of Aphrodite, a sacred sex temple, for many years for alternative groups. And part of what I'm looking for is to create an environment where people can be sexually expressive and sexually free, and start reaching new heights in spiritual sexuality. Part of what I do is create an environment where you can discover new avenues of sexuality and look at new ways of kind of reaching new heights and you, it's hard to describe exactly sometimes, but new experiences. And so part of what I do is I set up an environment and set an intent. One of the things, you know, throughout history, just about every known religion has had mystics and people that are kind of reaching for a higher level. Some of those religions have used spiritual sexuality as the modality to get there. One of the things I do is run a temple that's going to be kind of open to explorations. But for me, what is sacred sexuality? It's all about reaching a whole new arena. It's kind of like we walk in the material world, and most of us live there throughout the days and nights. But we also simultaneously live in a non-material realm, the realm of dreams, of spirit, of kind of out-of-body experience. When we have an orgasm, we're all of a sudden in a whole different headspace. And I like the word headspace because it kind of gives, takes some of the mystery out of it. Kind of gives kind of a good, something you can really grab hold of. When you start exploring and getting into like BDSM, all of a sudden you're setting up a scene, you're getting into a whole new headspace. When you go to a theater, sometimes you're getting into a different headspace. It's not a reality of just physical objects. All of a sudden, it's a whole new magic occurs, and you create a space, a dream, or maybe just a storyline. Throughout time, we've had storytellers. Well, part of, for me, spiritual sexuality is getting into the right headspace where it can occur. In the ancient days, there are sacred sex temples. And I kind of imagine living over 6,000 years ago before civilization influenced the world. Imagine living in ancient times, a time before civilizations embraced patriarchy. This was a time when the tribe was central. It wasn't about wealth. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about many of the things we face in modern day society. It was a time when the tribe functioned as a group. Imagine being able to walk down to a sacred sex temple near your village and being able to make an offering to the temple, to be with a prostitute priestess or priest, to worship sexuality and have it not be a non-issue in your life. Imagine living in a world where you could be, have the freedom to express yourself sexually in whatever form that takes. That's what the sex temples were about, were being able to express yourself in a sexual way. We've kind of lost that in modern day society. It's all kind of been closed into the bedroom or into the, you know, privacy of your own home or sometimes in the bars. What would it be like, though, to live in a world where sexuality wasn't so taboo? what would it be like if there wasn't the negative values and attitudes of our culture that center around sexuality? A lot of times in our culture, we think about sexuality and spirituality as being mutually exclusive. You can't have them together. I think that...
Well, partly, I mean, I wasn't sure if you were... I mean, the way you're talking there, it was like, you know, I don't want to interrupt because you're talking to the audience, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need us to...
Well, I want y'all to jump... Feel free to jump in.
Okay.
But one of the things that's been hitting me lately really strongly, I've been going out to the gay bars a little bit more. And especially in the BDSM community, I sense that a lot of people are at this space where they want something more, but they don't know what it is. And I think a part of what it is this concept of spiritual sexuality. It's the next step. It's where it puts a lot more meaning back into sex. It's not just getting it off anymore. And so I guess part of why I wanted to do this show, this segment, is to start introducing new concepts centered around spiritual sexuality and sacred sexuality. One of the things that I've also noticed is that things have become so much more conservative, even in the gay community, than they were 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I want to kind of, for those that are of kindred spirit, I want to let people know there is a home for people. You don't have to be conservative. You can look at other alternatives in life. And I think spiritual and sacred sex is one of those areas where we can grow. I know I've grown and really become in tune with a whole new aspect of myself through this kind of journey of spiritual sexuality. But I'd like to ask y'all a question. What does spiritual sexuality mean to each of you?
It means a closer connection to the person I'm loving. I guess for men in the gay community, there are different kinds of sex and love. You know, the romantic love that you have with your lover or boyfriend. That can become deeper and deeper as the longer the two of you are together. You know, there's the quick anonymous, there's the self-loving, and all of them are good and all of them have their place, but when you can really connect with another human on a deeper level, a more spiritual level, when you meet somebody and you just have that chemistry, you click, and you know what they're feeling and they know how you're feeling, and there's a kind of a mixture of the two.
There's sparkage.
Yes. Spirituality kind of gets involved because by that time it's not about getting off. It's about pleasuring and getting pleasured and connecting.
Yeah. I think connecting is one of the really key parts of spiritual sexuality.
Yeah, see, I've always classified that sort of thing. There's three ways. There's, you know, I know I stole it from somebody else, but, you know, there's making love, there's having sex, and there's FCCing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, making love is when you've got that connection between the heart and the mind with this person, and the only way you can really be one more with them is a physical connection.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, having sex means
just that.
You know, you're giving pleasure to them, you're receiving pleasure, you know, it's all about the emotion. and the pleasure aspect of it. FCCing, you're just getting your rocks off.
Mm-hmm.
You're there for those 10 seconds that your eyeballs roll to the back of your head.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was younger, I always, you know, I was one that I hoped for, I would geared myself for making love, and I would settle for having sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I realized after a while, you know, I just want to get FCC'd.
Yeah.
And did that for a long time. And I don't have that kind of connection with people.
And I think you bring up an important concept, the both of you, really. There's different types of sex.
Yes.
So many different types. And you've hit on three of them. One of the things that I kind of came into contact with many years ago, almost by accident, I used to go body surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'd just pull my swimsuit off. I'd wear a skimpy one, put it in my hand,
mm-hmm.
and go nude body surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And the action of the waves would roll around my whole body, but especially around the genitals, and start bringing me off.
Oh, yes.
And all of a sudden, this whole new concept of sex with nature and sex with the energies mm-hmm. and the forces of nature came into play. And I'd feel my body and the environment of the water and the sun. And all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me, this whole new energy in sexuality. It wasn't
It's
masturbation. It was the ocean getting me off.
I bet you have one of those pulsating shower heads.
Oh, yes.
Hooked up to the fire hydrant. But, no, I mean, that's the part of the thing is everyone can define love and sex
mm-hmm.
in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jimmy put self-love in a different category, you know, than with mine, you know, like it's an old standard joke of how you define it. And it's one mm-hmm. of those things that, you know, I really think that I'm not emotionally ready myself for that making love,
yeah.
you know. Or even, you know, just, you know, having sex. It's mm-hmm. one of those things that, you know, I haven't experienced, I haven't been part of. And it's, long of it's, you know, it's, for me, it's all about pleasure and having fun in the time and enjoying. So,
yeah.
For me, I don't have that spirituality aspect, you know.
Yeah,
part of me, I mean.
Well, I think a lot of people don't, and that's partly why I want to do this, kind of focus in on this show a little bit, as a means of education, that this is available to people, whether you participate in the sacred sex temple, or whether you do it solo in your own environment, or yeah. with a lover, or with wherever, that sexuality can reach a new height and a new component.
And for some people, you know, it's difficult to try and equate those two, because most of Western philosophies of spirituality and theology and all that, sex is dirty, sex is nasty, it's
excluded.
Evil.
Yeah.
From spiritual experience.
So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's not, you know, it's the dirty thing. You don't do those sorts of things.
Yeah, you do that thing, and it's not dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do it a lot.
Show them the other picture already, you know, if I want to.
Yeah, I'd like to see it again, too.
No, you're my space up there. So, it's one of those things that you don't, you know, we think about a lot on this show, that we do mm-hmm. equate those, that there is that spirituality, there is those feelings of it.
Yeah.
But,
well, there are some simple steps that people can take to kind of transform sexuality into the more spiritual arena. And part of that is just setting up an intent, setting up a sacred space around you, creating an environment that's conducive. to really...
They're looking at that picture again.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, let's remember that email address. We'll send him saying, hey, guess what? We've seen what you've gotten. Kudos to you.
But there's another thing about sacred sex and sacred spirituality. When we have sex, and I've been encountering this from a hermaphrodite perspective, it's kind of like a lot of people look at what's between my legs and think, oh, man, you know, he's got a penis, all the male genitals.
Yeah.
But I've got more than that. I also have internal female parts. Okay. And I have a bone structure that's feminized. Because I was born with part male, part female.
And at that time, they look down and say, hey, we see some male parts. Let's just sew up this part and go from there.
And so I'm kind of using this as a metaphor, but just because they did a little cosmetic surgery, it didn't make me into a male. I am still a hermaphrodite. But it's something that you can't really see or put your fingers on. With the surgeries they did. Yeah, you can kind of rub certain places and all of a sudden the female orgasms hit and that's incredible. But but once again, it's kind of like you can put your finger there and rub it, but there's nothing visible there.
Yeah.
And so I look at spiritual sexuality as that kind of same components going on. You have sex like you usually do, and then all of a sudden you put your finger in a new place, and you can't see it, but it's there, and it becomes alive.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think that happens is when we connect at that deeper level. Often I've heard the expression that human eyes are the windows to the soul. This whole concept of sparkage, you know, what is it that attracts us to one person out of the crowd and makes us sizzle?
And no one can figure that stuff out.
Yeah, and those are some of the spiritual components.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I mean, if you ask guys, you know, what is it that attracts you to, you know, another guy or another, to a woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the women, you know, the straight guys, yeah, you know, it's their rack, you know, it's their ass, you know.
Yeah.
You know, guys here, you know, it's either their ass or, you know, they've got a nice bulge up front. And
of course, part of what people will say attracts them, they'll put into words, but there's another component that they can't put into words. Mm-hmm. We don't have a language for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, as everyone, you have to see the difference of what you're doing. I mean, with my size, you know, I've made the comments of, you know, getting past the vessel that I'm in.
Yeah.
And getting to the substance, you know.
The spirit within.
Yeah. You don't go to the grocery store and buy olive oil based on the pretty bottle. You're buying the olive oil, not the bottle.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, there's a couple of bottles of vodka, you know. I'll buy the vodka, definitely, but the bottle's pretty. But it's that thing is what you're really going for is what's the inside, the inner part of it.
And there's another thing that happens in our culture. Because of advertising, because of media, we're so bombarded with the concept of body beautiful.
Yeah.
That's only a visual thing. Socrates was actually considered rather ugly. He was not an attractive man, but he had high charisma.
And yeah, that's part of the battle.
And he screwed around like a bunny rabbit. I mean, he had lovers right and left. So it's not always, you know, and the ancient Greeks defined beauty a little differently than we do in our culture.
They define love in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a society that has 14 different words that we translate to the one word love.
Right, exactly. You
know, I love my dog, I love my partner, I love pizza has 3 different words in the Greek language.
Yeah.
And we narrow it down to one.
Right.
And it's like, you know, how much can you validate a word that here's this person, I mean, a person who you've shared 5, 10, 15, 20 years or 5 minutes with and say, I love so-and-so, but I love pizza.
Uh-huh.
You know, where do you put your correlation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's one of the things is when you have those using words to define something that's abstract.
Yeah.
Like the concepts of love.
And you know, I think I like going back to Greek culture because to look for some clues. It was Aristotle that kind of wedged us, modern society, into the path we're in. He basically defined existence as being the material world. The non-material realm doesn't exist according to Aristotle. And I think because of that, you know, language develops on how we focus. And when we as a society focus on just the material world, we don't develop a language around the non-material.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a little bit more difficult to talk about it when we don't have the words or the language. I know that there's Native American tribes that have a whole, you know, it's very difficult to learn the language because there's not a direct translation. Theirs is more connected with the non-material.
Yeah, I mean, and with certain languages and all that, they get more descriptive with it. And, you know, you try and you get that loss in translation that you get, you know, you get a completely...
Well, there's no cultural grounding of the word to the meaning.
Yeah.
Because in certain tribes or certain, even ancient civilizations, their focus wasn't so much on the material world. It was on the non-material realm, the spirit world.
Because that was the basis of their life. You know, they didn't have... The mall, they didn't have those things, you know. You went out and you were a part of nature, and you know, when you needed clothing or shoes and you killed an animal, you used it all.
Mm-hmm.
You respected with what you were taking out of,
and you
out of the environment.
The animal spirit permission before you took its life.
Yeah, it's not all, you know. I mean, it's...
Or in some cultures. Well, part of this can translate into sexuality, too. And you know, I know I've had some really amazing experiences. And that's... I'm not even going too deeply into some of my BDSM experiences yet, but just some of my more vanilla sex experiences. I've had some experiences that were just amazing. When you start applying new techniques, learning new techniques, I've studied the Kama Sutra and Tantra, and studied a lot of some of the ancient techniques, positions, you know, all different kinds of ways to express sexuality with another person.
And some of the Eastern philosophies, you know, sex was about pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean, the Kama Sutra, especially when you see some of the positions and how long you're holding and all that, it had nothing to do with procreation.
Right.
It was about stimulating and giving pleasure to another person and sharing.
And here's another key. I think you hit one key word. Ambrosia was considered the food of the gods in the ancient world. And when a human ate ambrosia, they reached a state of ecstasy and became like the gods and goddesses. When we have sex, we reach orgasm or even pre-orgasm, even the pleasure, act of pleasuring. Before we reach orgasm, brings us to this consciousness of ecstasy. And all of a sudden, our world's transformed. We're not living in the material world anymore. We're living in a world of that includes a consciousness of ecstasy. And all of a sudden we become more godlike or goddess-like.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, you're... It's hard to think. I mean, for some people, it may be difficult, you know, getting to that. You know, their idea of spirituality with sex is, you know, screaming out, "Oh God!" during it. But it's, and we're not talking about specific deity. We're not talking. Mm-mm. You know, it's like the AA version of God. We're talking about, you know, it's whatever your higher power and your belief is.
You know, I'm not even. I personally don't even believe in deities. Per se, I believe that there's energies and that we all have a goddess-god aspect. But, you know, what I'm not trying to go into is religions here. What I am going into is a spirituality. And I think there's a very definable difference between those two. When we get into religion, you get into all the trappings.
Yeah. The dogmas, you know, those sorts of things of what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way of putting it. Religion is a list of what you can't do. Spirituality is what you can do.
Yeah. And I look at religion as kind of something that's prescribed on a group. Whereas spirituality is something that occurs within an individual. And then,
yeah.
It can be influenced from outside forces.
But it's your free interpretation.
But it's an internal process. But why don't we go to a music break?
Sure.
I see you kind of digging around through.
Well, yeah, Jimmy had pulled out some CDs. I was playing a little catch up there. We hadn't been writing down the songs
that
we were doing. So I was like going through all these going, okay, what song did we play? And figure out all this thing.
And I do want to remind people to pledge.
Yes.
Give us a call. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT and support this kind of programming because you're not going to get it elsewhere.
Yeah, the CC people aren't going to handle something like this. But the important thing about, you know, this station, especially this show, you know, we said it before, we have in Houston 5 hours of radio programming that's positive for the GLBTIQQA, whatever all the alphabet soup you want to pull out for this. You know, we have more programming here in Houston than the rest of the Pacifica stations combined for our community. And, but when you look at the number of hours, 5 hours of all the radio stations that are broadcasting out in the middle of out into Houston, that is less than 1% of the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
And here we are in the fourth largest city with probably, you know, one of the top five openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender communities in the state. In the country, we've got less than 1% of the radio.
Yeah.
And we're not asking for a large pledge of support. You know, $35, you become a member, basic rate, you know, that's 9 cents a day. I forget how much the big item they're having this time is the KPFT cranker. Where else, ladies and gentlemen, can 1 minute of cranking give you an hour of pleasure?
Yeah.
And that is an AM FM weathercast radio that we've got that you turn the hand crank for 1 minute and you've got an hour's worth of music, no batteries. We need that sort of thing here in Houston, and I just ask them in Pledge Central how much that goes for.
And call and give us a pledge. And when we come back from our music break, I thought I might do something a little different.
That's a scary thought coming from Gigi. When Gigi says she's going to do something different, hold back.
Oh, yes. We're going to get into some practical, if you can call it practical, spiritual sexuality.
And the music we're going to be playing is by request by people who pledged their support here to KPFT. I believe this one's going out to Christine. And if you're still out there listening, Gerald, your song's next. It's KPFT 713-526-5738.
Somebody pull back the blinds. Somebody open my eyes. Somebody open my mind. And kisses open my mouth to speak words that never would out. To breathe in, to breathe out.
Hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wonderful rear. So, buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. Well, we'll talk in style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy, let's see how good that feels. Start to plow and fertilize your field. Boy, your farm is rich. Take it all, you bitch. We're gonna see what crops it yields. For a guy who's straight, man, your butt feels great. Don't worry, I'll never tell. When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell. Ow! Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. Let's do it doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy, don't you see how good that feels?
Double shot of requests by those who have pledged their support here to After Hours.
Yes.
Pop you in the pooper.
Who wanted that?
That was for Gerald. And before that, for Christine Dobie, was Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And with Somebody.
Somebody, yeah. And that was the live version that she did with the Scotland Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra. Right?
Chamber Orchestra.
Chamber Orchestra, yes.
Ah.
She is a big name, openly lesbian in Scotland. And she draws a national crowd.
And if you want to get your song played that we play a lot and you want to hear it, call in your pledge of support, KPFT, at 713-526-5738. It's not payola, but it's close.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we're going to change directions a little bit.
Okay.
For the show tonight.
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about spiritual sexuality, kind of opening up this new segment.
Yes.
And one of the things I want to bring up real quickly is something that we don't often think of as spiritual, but the whole concept of fantasy.
Ah, yes.
Because fantasy is definitely the non-material realm.
Okay. Now, this segment is yet unnamed.
Yes.
And you're, Gigi, you were heading this up.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm Jimmy, and you are going to take me on a fantasy.
Yeah, well, we're going to do something that's going to be a little different. We're going to bring in some meditation techniques.
Okay.
Basically, get comfortable, get relaxed, be in a space, even if you have real bright lights on, turn them down a little bit, and just get comfortable.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is go on an erotic guided meditation.
Okay. What do you need me to do?
Just relax, close your eyes, and welcome to this erotic guided meditation. Get comfortable in your seat. Take a few deep breaths. As you breathe, relax your body. Allow yourself to sink down into your center. Breathe deep as you relax further. Feel free to readjust to an even more comfortable position. Notice how good it feels to relax and breathe deeply. As you continue breathing, allow your body to find its own natural breathing rhythm. As you breathe, relax, sink further down. You may start feeling a tingly sensation in your hands or feet. Allow this feeling to grow in your body. Get in touch with how your body feels. Continue breathing in and out, in and out, in and out. You may feel your body getting lighter or heavy. Let your body take you where you need to go. Allow yourself to go deeper. As you continue to breathe, allow yourself to get ready for an erotic experience. Feel how good it is to relax and allow the erotic energy to come up. As you relax even deeper, think of a place that would make a good love nest for you. Could be a meadow, could be a cabin deep in the woods. It may be on a deserted beach, or it could be any place of your imagination. As you visualize this place, observe all that is there. There may be a soft bed, or there could be blankets and soft cushions on the ground under a canopy. You may have a warm breeze. You may see items around you like candles, incense, wind chimes. This is your place. See all that you want there that would help you get in the mood for lovemaking. Perhaps there's bottles of oils and scents. See what you want there. As you visualize this space, you may see a corner that is in the shadows. Or you may see a shadowy place on a trail off in the distance. As you observe this shadowy place, you feel there's a presence there. Instinctively, you know that this presence is your dream lover, even though you can't see them yet. As you watch, see their forms start to emerge from the shadows. Their features are still not quite clear enough to make them out, but you do notice that the form is very sexy, and you feel drawn to their form. You notice movement. The person is slowly moving towards you. As they approach a little further, you start to make out some of their features. You see the shape of their hair and face. You see how sexy they move. You know that they are coming to be with you at this time, and the attraction grows deeper. As they step out of the shadows into the light, you notice how beautiful your dream lover appears. You notice their eyes. Perhaps some other feature stands out for you. You know that this person definitely feels passion for you too. Their body is responding to seeing you there. Continue to breathe. As your partner comes closer, notice what they're wearing or not wearing. Could be a sexy outfit. Could be that they are nude. Know that you like what you see. They slowly approach, and you feel a desire building within you. You look into your partner's eyes and know that they desire a kiss. Somehow you know that this kiss will be like no other that you've ever experienced. You move closer together. You feel your lips touch and part slightly. Then you feel each other's breath deep and warm. Your tongues barely touch, and you taste your lover's sweet mouth. You explore together this deep kiss, becoming playful and exploratory. As you continue to kiss, you feel one another's mouth in the fullness of your partner's lips. Tongues dart in and out, touching and retreating. You feel the embrace. She fully explores the suppleness of warmth. She eat hungrily of each other. The kiss becomes even more impassioned as nibbling and soft biting occurs, perhaps on the tongue or the upper or lower lip. You squeeze even tighter in your embrace. Feel the warmth of your bodies grow and build. As you continue to kiss, you feel inspired to explore even deeper in the passion of kissing, becoming more bold and more playful. The embrace loosens slightly. You know the end of this first kiss is approaching. Take what time you need. Kiss even deeper. As you breathe, you and your lover step back. Your lover has a slightly mischievous look in their eyes. Your partner slowly unfastens and takes off an article of clothing, teasingly and seductively. It drops to the ground. You realize that your lover is going to slowly reveal their nudity and sex for your eyes to see. Your lover slowly unfastens another article of clothing, slowly revealing the covered flesh underneath. You notice graceful and sexy movement as clothing is tantalizingly removed item by item. Then there's but one item remaining, covering their genitals. Slowly it is pulled down just a little, revealing the pubic area, then back up. Then, with a slow zigzag motion, their sex is revealed to your unlooking eyes. The fabric glides slowly to the ground. Your lover stands naked before you, with a daring look at you, inviting you to remove your clothes. No words are needed here. You know that you want to please this mysterious person. Slowly, you start to unfasten an article of clothing. You remove it slowly, revealing a part of yourself to your lover. The cool night air feels refreshing against your flesh. Seductively, you remove more, allowing each piece to fall to the ground. Your lover responds with a smile and hungry eyes that want more to see. You feel the heat building between your legs and take off more clothing. And now you're at the last article covering your sex. She tug at it. You feel the heat emerge. But you want to tease a bit too. So you expose yourself just a little, then pull it up and turn around. Then you pull down, exposing your buttocks. And pull it back up slowly. You turn again, facing your partner, watching their reaction. You see your partner, fully aroused, with all the sensuality you can muster. You remove the last item and stand fully naked, watching one another. It is difficult to tell who moved first, but slowly you approach one another and kiss and feel each other's bodies, skin against skin. Your tongues may explore, darting in and out, examining, exploring. Feel your lover's tongue upon you, and your tongue become intertwined, losing where your body ends and their body begins.
Your partner gently guides you to lay down and begins to caress and touch your body. A soft touch, then the glide of a fingernail along your skin. You know where you want to be touched and show your partner through your writhing movements. Your partner responds, touching and caressing your exposed flesh. As your desire builds, somehow your partner realizes this and responds to your every need. That space down there between your legs begins to burn even hotter, with more passion, more teasing touches, and perhaps a lick of the tongues sends more ripples of desire throughout your body. This is your space now. Take some time with this lover, explorer, and be explored. Just take what time you need and enjoy the attentions being favored on your body. As you feel waves of sensation, your partner slows down. Then you receive a kiss. Your partner lays beside you. You reach over and start to explore their body, teasing and touching, gently caressing all over. Notice how good it feels to provide sensation. Watch and see how your lover responds to your touch. You may notice some writhing and hear soft moans as you raise your partner's desire. As you feel ready, you move near their sex, breathing gently, smelling their scent. You may feel a hunger growing to taste your lover. And as you do, you lick, playing and fingering around their body. The passions build, and as you feel ready, you both move into position to make love. You feel your sex gently brush against your partner's genitals. The rhythmic rubbing begins slowly at first. You feel the wetness of both your bodies. Feel your sex merge and intermingle with your partner's. You move together in the lovemaking dance. The rhythm builds, and you feel the weight of each other's body coming together. You feel your partner reaching that place deep within you, and hear them reach orgasmic ecstasy. Together, you continue the lovemaking, building your passions to greater heights. Take a few moments and just feel how good your body feels being pleasured and pleasuring another. Take a few more moments with your lover, with your imaginary lover. Take a moment to give them something special. You know what you would like to give them. Maybe a touch, maybe a kiss. And then take a few more deep breaths. Gaze into your lover's eyes and hold each other. Lovingly, you pull apart and stand. Your partner gives you one last kiss before departing. As you're ready, take a few deep breaths. Feel your body in the here and now. Allow yourself to slowly become conscious of your physical surroundings. As it feels right, open your eyes.
That was a nice journey. Yes. My imaginary lover was a composite of several different people.
Yes.
Some I've enjoyed and some I have yet to.
And that's very good to bring in. I mean, I've done this meditation, and both doing it as a guided meditation mm-hmm. for others and having someone do it for me. And often I'll bring in past lovers into this fantasy meditation. And all of a sudden, it's like my body becomes alive. I see them in my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the spiritual starts kicking in. And when you practice a little bit and really get into the deep breathing and get really deep into the trance, all of a sudden, it's like you feel their presence there.
Really?
For me, it is. It becomes very intense.
I hate to... I don't really mean to pick on you, but for a second, I'd almost have to hate to be your lover. It's like you were asleep for a second.
No, oh, absolutely not. There's no sleeping going on here.
Outwardly, a lot of times you become so deeply relaxed, it's all internal.
Mm-hmm.
And the body's just almost becomes floaty, but the mind is
working overtime. Trust me on that.
Do I need to ask who was in your fantasy?
Several different people.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you're a swinging kind of guy.
It was a composite. At different times, there were different faces and different bodies. And
mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Who was there? Come on. Do I know any of them?
Yes.
Now, this is a spiritual journey,
yes.
Not a gossip column. But anyway, I wanted to give a little taste of a kind of spiritual sexual exercise. And this is
that
something
was fun.
That people can do themselves.
Yeah.
One of the things I've found is helpful is I'll write up a script like that and then tape record it.
Absolutely.
And that's then play it back to myself.
Just what I was thinking, yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad idea if you could make one and like and put it on a CD or a tape or something.
Yeah.
Like somebody, well, you guys set the amount. If somebody pledges, you can put one together just for them.
We could do that. Yes.
I'd be more than happy to do that for the right pledge.
Who's going to be the lucky pledger? Come on.
Yeah, 713-526-5738.
And we do have a thank you to make.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do.
Ah, good.
Jim sent in a pledge.
Uh-huh.
And so I say.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Not a virgin, but, you know, we're steadily getting there.
I like when Jim's call in and send, mm-hmm. send pledges. Yeah, it makes me feel good.
Before we go to other pledgers,
yes,
I did want to ask you one question.
Sure.
What was this experience like for you as you went deep into
it? It was very dreamy.
Yeah.
It was. It wasn't always crystal clear, and like I said, the faces changed of the person. It was very dreamlike in that
brain still has
and different body types, different body mm-hmm. parts.
And that's supposed to feel a little dreamy like when you do a meditation. It's not supposed to be like real live action.
No, it wasn't actually.
Did it feel erotic for you?
It was very erotic.
Okay.
Very erotic.
Good.
It's like your own homemade porno playing inside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In effect, only more romantic. Not, you know, it wasn't exactly even porn. There was just a lot of different things going on. More touching and caressing and.
It was like, okay, well, it's not exactly porn, but it was. Oh, we can relate it to a porn. It's kind of like a porn with a good script.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Actually, I wrote that meditation.
Oh
so
well.
If you can do that for Jimmy, that's what he can do for you guys.
Yes. Wow.
So.
I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing more of these kinds of things, little exercises that we mm-hmm. can do over the air on this segment, because I'd really want to kind of expand people's consciousness and expand people's creativity when it comes to sexuality.
For those of you with one brain cell, you might actually grow another one.
Yeah. And you didn't even have to get naked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he does. I want to see it,
PT,
baby.
Don't do nude.
I'll do nude if you do nude.
Actually, you were naked in my mind.
Oh, I bet I was.
At one point, yes.
Oh, I'm so bad.
Yeah, me too.
But we do need more pledges.
Yes, we do.
And if you like programs like this, where you can get off on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get off without the mess.
Give us a call.
That was a good mess.
713-526-5738.
Yes.
And for those of you who like the little letters, it's Jam KPFT.
If you do it right, there's not a mess.
Well, that's if they swallow, right?
Oh, yeah. What's the point if you don't?
Well, it's like the cherry on top, or you know, like the mint on the pillow that they leave at the hotel.
Yes.
And I hope people listening in for the whole meditation, mm-hmm. We're able to get into a comfortable place and try this
yes.
out for themselves.
Yeah, I hope
Please,
they did.
By all means, if you were driving.
If you were driving, I hope you didn't do that.
No.
It's like we cannot be responsible
Unless
for
Unless you pulled off to the
accidents.
Side there,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
That
but
thought hit me exactly when.
That, mm-hmm. I mean, would you be willing to do that? I mean, for whoever.
Oh, yeah.
The next lucky member here, we can have.
We can have a. A meditation tape.
Yeah, I can put one together. I'll have to get with Jimmy on when to
yeah.
come do it here. But
yeah.
I don't have the equipment at home. But
oh, he's got the equipment.
Well, not for the recording.
Recording equipment, yes.
I've got the other equipment.
Yes, yes, he does, and I can vouch for him.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure we can make it right here in the studio.
So sure.
The funds are all going to the same place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, I do want to say, I do want to do a quick plug for the Sacred Sex
Please
Temple.
Please do.
Run it at a pagan campground.
Mm-hmm.
We do it, run the temple during festivals. And we've got the next festival coming up this October.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Earth Spirit Alliance is the name of the organization.
Yeah.
And we do, I do run the adult area. We have a complete adult playground where people can become adventurous and explore and be explored. So if you're a kindred spirit, we welcome you to the temple.
All right, Jimmy, stop exploring.
Oh, come on, bring it out, baby.
Yeah.
Here you go. I'll bring mine out.
I'm like, I don't stop. I'm going to go blind. It's evil. Evil.
No, it isn't.
Is that evil?
No, it's not evil.
It does no evil.
No.
we
and he's been restored.
We can push that off, too.
As you can see.
Yeah, I've restored my foreskin.
Yes.
Ah, how do you do that?
Takes about a year and a half of stretching.
Uh-huh.
Stretching the skin back over.
I remember when it wasn't restored.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I can vouch that it has been restored.
Yes.
Well, now I can too.
And I can even, I did a show long ago on foreskin restoration.
Well, yeah.
All the techniques. Mm-hmm. Takes
you're just the Stuart or Phallus, aren't you?
Yes.
I
absolutely
am.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes.
I've studied many, many phalluses. And worshiped them, too.
Yes. Worshiped at the altar of
Well, I do want to kind of bring our segment to a close
okay.
so we have time for roundtable.
Yes, you bet.
And before we go to music, I want to remind people to pledge.
Yes.
We definitely need it.
Yes, we do.
Give us a call, 713-526-5738.
Or Jam KPFT.
That's yes. right.
Oh, wait. And the World Wide Web. KPFT.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you got plastic and you got an internet connection, do it now. Come on, do it.
If you have plastic, you can call us up. We'll take it. Too, yeah.
So why don't we go to music and...
Yeah, I had to...
We'll see you in a few minutes.
Be back for a roundtable.
Okay.
And maybe we can do an erotic meditation for roundtable.
Ooh.
And get the boys off here in the station.
I just kind of...
Chris is like, I'm a little busy.
No,
I just
jammed my arm into the box and grabbed what I could.
Oh, I see. I'm
jamming my hand in my box, baby. And I'd like to jam my hand in some other boxes around here.
Tell me about it. I know.
I wanna see how lucky can be, yeah.
Different music there for you. That was Naked, N-E-K-K-E-D. That was the song Breathe. Naked is J.C. Faust and Michael Flight. And if you're into kilts, they got the kind of music for you. They're wearing a kilt in the on their CD.
You mentioned kilts and Gigi comes in.
Now, what was that again?
What?
Naked.
What song we just played?
Naked.
Naked.
Oh, okay. Naked.
Spelt with two K's.
Great.
Naked.
Because I could hear it in the background outside, and it really sounded good.
Yeah, the only other song we played on there before was their cover of The Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, ah, put it in, let's see what else they have.
And so you just spun the dial, huh?
Stuck it in, twisted the nipple, and let it run.
You stuck and stirred.
And before that
baby.
Was...
and repeat.
Melissa Etheridge.
Yes.
Lucky.
Have you been writing these down?
Somewhat.
Okay.
For only $50 million, we'll play your song.
Horse, and who did I play after Horse? I don't know. Like,
we'll just listen.
Why should I be the one to be paying attention
bad
around
producer,
here?
Bad boy.
Because I'm grooming you.
What am I now? A silverback gorilla?
Coco? Is that you?
Read this sign language.
I don't believe that's ASL.
No, but in Taiwan, that's brother.
In Taiwan, that means brother?
Yes.
Really?
In Taiwanese sign language, that's brother.
What do you know?
Okay, fine.
Uh-oh.
That's ASL, baby.
Okay.
When you take the letters and you make this letter K with both and you tap your wrists together, that means FCC.
No.
Uh-huh. That means FCC?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took me a minute to figure that one out.
Okay. Wait, that was intellectual.
Yeah, gotcha.
You just really tell them what it means? I mean, that was not...
Well, whatever. Anyway.
It's the F word.
FCC.
This has been a very different show.
Hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
About as fun as a high colonic in Tijuana, right?
No, not... Well, we'll be doing all different kinds of things.
We've been sassy, we've been mellow, we've been, erotic. Typical after hours, huh?
Oh, yeah. Where the split personalities come to life.
It's like a red light district variety.
I love it. I love it. And, folks, coming up September 6th.
Eat your heart out of your brain.
September 6th. Is the 20th anniversary, the 19th anniversary of After Hours.
You're kidding.
The show started September 6th, 1987.
So it's 1 year after legal.
Yeah, see?
I remember when it was like 14 years.
Yeah.
Well,
that seemed like yesterday, huh?
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's in the middle
and
of the week.
Anything like showing off your show's anniversary to make you feel old, huh, Jim?
Yeah.
This show is older than some of our listeners.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners. Like,
I have to say that I'm older than the show, actually. My sister's the same age as the show, however.
Most of the Hatch kids who are on the show weren't even born yet when this show started.
Well, when was the first show?
September 6th, 1987.
My sister's birthday is October 9th, 1987.
See?
Yeah. She's as old as the show.
Wow. Amazing. And I came along 6 months after the start of the show.
Yep.
Answering phones.
I think I came at the halfway point. I've been here...
At least.
10 years.
At least 10 years.
We never know. I've...
We can't remember. I have tapes, but, I've already donated them to... To the museum.
To G-Camp?
Yeah. Wow. Gulf Coast Archive and Museum for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc.
Did they have a... They had a... at Pride this year, they had a big air-conditioned tent, didn't they?
No, that was the other...
That was the Heritage Museum.
That was the other...
That was... that was RMCC Library.
The big air...
The Charles Botts Collection.
Okay, that was the GLBT Heritage Museum, and then G-Camp had something in there.
No.
And Jeremy,
give it up to
you're
wrong.
No.
Okay. Hey. Well,
no.
I mean, I was technical support. Damn it.
No, we were working on that, and we couldn't negotiate.
I'm on the festival committee. I'm on the technical
yeah.
Committee.
And so, you know, it was the RMCC who stepped in.
Well, Jeremy gave me copies of the early shows I did every week, and I finally donated those to the BRC.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The Bisexual Resource.
Thank you. Yes.
Center.
Yeah, I used to do that when before CDs.
Yeah.
And when I had lots of time on my hands. Because I would copy the tapes on VCR and then transfer them to audio tapes. And, you know, that's all done in real time.
Yeah.
And then make copies for the hosts. You know, and that took time.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it just got to be too much. And now, with the advent of CD, I haven't learned how to put something on a CD yet. Yeah. However, you know, the station archives the show for 4 weeks. However, if you want some past shows for the past 2 years, you can find them at the GCAM website.
Nice.
Oh.
I've just recently discovered that Bruce Reeves, past chair, has a program that he wrote, and each week, after hours, gets pulled and put on the GCAM website. So, yeah. And,
oh, wow.
And every week, it's archived. I had no idea.
So for years to come, we can hear ourselves say stupid things.
Yes. So go to gcam.com. gcam.org. Right.
They're not selling anything, are they?
Well, no. Are there any plans to archive on the website older shows? Or
not yet.
Ah.
Not yet. But, you know, they've got all the older shows now, so it's a matter of volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, And I think web space too, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hosting.
Yeah. Right now, you're trying to find real time space.
Whatever.
Did that place work for you?
What?
The one I gave you for storage.
No.
If you're out there and you've got access to storage facilities and are looking,
GCAM is in dire need of climate controlled storage for cheap. Hey, you know, it's a
free.
a very small 501c3. We've got over 30,000 items. And I'm not just talking about books or papers. We've got dresses. Costumes. We've got, dresses from drag beautiful queens. Cats. We've got leather from people who have passed in the leather community. We've got all kinds of items from matchbooks, from bars that don't exist anymore, and napkins and posters and pamphlets, just an amazing amount of material.
So we can see we can see the matchbook that was used to light heaven on fire.
No, we don't have that one.
That one's under lock and key.
Yeah, I bet it is.
And the funny thing is, I'm right now. That's what I'm trying to find out, is when the hell that fire was.
Oh, no kidding! Oh my god!
I'm trying to figure out how long I've been on the show.
Oh,
that's my.
Oh.
Claim to fame. That's
that burned down as Chris turned. As Chris,
yes, you were. You're quite new.
I was fairly new at the time, and that was my. I was a reporter for that.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a ball cap and he stuck a bumper sticker, KPFD bumper sticker on it, and just marched right up. Said, I'm media. They let him right in.
Well, they didn't even stop me, but I was, I'm interviewing Charles Armstrong as his club was on fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At the time.
He's like, it's burning down?
But no, he knew me from, with Q Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Okay, Tim, where's a search feature on your damn website?
I don't know.
Just Google it.
I tried Googling and it wasn't working.
There's
not a search feature.
You don't know how to Google. You're not that good yet.
He can Google.
Hey, I like it. I like the fact when I Google, you know, a 17-year-old pops up with my name first.
You Google
actually,
yourself?
I've gone in there and I've Googled myself in the past.
I Google myself daily.
And I understand why.
Yeah, he's the only one who gets to see it. Good old PT.
Yeah.
Google.
Sure. Does everybody out there know what PT is short for?
Prick teaser.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay.
There you have it, folks.
Okay. Yeah, see, okay, here's my, you know, rice coach again. Here's the, I think he's 17 now, maybe he's 18.
He's cute.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared about sending an email to him because he may be family.
No! Uh-huh.
Not family in that sense, but family is actually related to me.
Yeah, that would not be cool.
Yeah, but I may send one to his brother that I think is out in Pittsburgh.
Mm. Well.
Like, hey.
This is, I'm very pleased to have Chris Harrison join our organization. I'm like, what the hell is this? It's probably the woman. Yeah, Christine Harrison, whoever she is.
Oh.
Yeah, there's also a woman out there with the same name.
Great.
Well, so you can send them a little, I don't know if you heard, but hey, like, hey, we're related, baby. Let's have relations.
Well, Jeremy, where are we on pledges? Oh, I don't know. We got one, let's see.
We
are, during the music.
Let's see.
That last one was from Jim.
Yeah. So that's one.
We have five, don't we?
Four.
Four?
We got four in here.
Okay.
And let's see, our goal was 360.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 360. We're over 50% way there.
Oh, really?
So.
The other 50%, you can have me for an evening. Wait, that doesn't...
Let me get my plastic.
Nah, no sex implied.
And the number is 713-526-5738. Yes. Give us a call and pledge. And you too can have Alex for an evening.
Yeah, but hold on. There is a certain rule that yes. We have this, that, you know, when you make a pledge and you give something away, it has to be worth the amount of pledge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
You should be lucky. I'm priceless.
Ouch.
No, clueless, not priceless.
I'll show you clueless.
Like you'd show anything.
I'll show you my foot sideways.
Ooh.
And no.
Did we have an MBB letter?
Yeah, but I don't have it with me.
Oh.
Beverages, man.
Is it in the lobby?
It's probably on the table.
Okay. Well, I'll go get it.
Don't remember his name. He was reading it.
It was a little strange.
Oh, yeah.
Was it twisted?
Halfway.
Well, you know, actually, no. At 10 by 6, I don't think you can really twist it that much.
Huh?
What?
Okay.
Really?
Those were some of the stats he wanted to make sure we knew.
10 by 6? Wow. You could throw it over your shoulder and burp it.
I dated that before.
Really? What was his name?
Charles.
Really?
Charles Vestine Jr.
Ah, yes.
If you're out there, my number is.
This one's from... Hey, you want to get some music together? While you dry hump the help.
Dry? It's getting wet already.
Yeah, I'm getting a massage, so.
It's just drool.
Jimmy's never had a complaint. Has he?
I saw that birthday.
You could have been that birthday if you played your cards right. It would have been a hell of a lot better than when I had.
So look at that. You almost had him.
Well, speaking about cheap dates on your birthday, how's your brother?
Ooh. I think he's about to come out of the closet. His girlfriend's driving him crazy.
Like, I'm going to go gay for a week. He couldn't handle it.
We tried. Okay, we got a letter from Two Rocks.
Two Rocks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like his two.
Yeah.
I mean, like, count them one, but two rocks. All right.
I don't know. What? I think he's looking for...
Never dated a one rock.
What is he looking for?
Hi there, through the hard way.
No difference.
Yeah, call him Two Rocks. He can't believe the attitude you Q's got. First time he listened to the show, he caught the last end of the show talking about cocks and penises.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you only talk about what you want to eat. Don't take up Marcy Ray. Remember, I want Marcy.
Oh, you want Marcy?
Yeah. It's like, I'll make a cock joke just for him. I've got.
You are a cock joke just for him.
Oh. Cock joke. It's P Team, remember?
That's why they call cute words with attitude. He'd like to meet us all. He'd keep the smile on his face. Keeps asking. He wants to ask if. How do you? Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how do you like your?
All right. Come on. I have terrible handwriting. Let me read.
You know, if you weren't in the joint, you'd have a wonderful profession as a doctor.
Your. I think.
We'll leave it there.
Right.
I don't know what he's asking for us to. What do we like?
Like your question mark.
How do you like?
Just call in and tell. Wait.
Okay, we'll skip over that. How do you like whatever? I'm guessing he's asking. I guess he's
asking. How do you like?
I don't know.
There.
You've got to have reading comprehension there.
You should talk.
Comprende this. I think you should, you know, what do you like about your stats and that? You know, he's 10 longs.
So how do you like him? I think that's an E.
He's looking for a real pen pal. I believe he's African American, 5'9", 180, 48 pounds, 48 years, and Pisces. He's also into women as well. They turn him on. He's happy. So, if you're looking, I can't tell. Is it really an open show? Yeah, this is pretty open.
I don't think you can get any more open than this.
Well,
yeah.
The only one more open is Jimmy's.
Oh, I get pretty open sometimes.
You stay pretend.
I watched the Whoopi Goldberg comedy show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a whole.
You did say pudenda.
Did say pudenda. Yeah. I can't help it. It just kind of stuck in my head. It was a cute show.
Yeah. Oh, God. I saw Joan Rivers live. Really? She is just absolutely astounding.
Oh, God.
She is hilarious.
Hey, it could have been worse, you know. I could have watched the vagina dialogues, and you know what one of their stories was.
Oh, yeah.
You mean monologue, right?
Monologue. What did I say? Dialogue?
Dialogue.
Yeah. I
was be like, you got a vagina.
You know. I don't go into that territory. I, you know, no offense, you know, I don't do
well,
fish.
Well, speaking of dilated, Jason's girlfriend was quite the straight guy. His Jason.
Ooh, last time I saw her, she was in the house.
Well,
I thought she had the baby.
She had the baby, and she was quite dilated, and the baby came right out. Yeah, well, actually, they had to.
You saw
they had to saw it out. All right, you know, they had to do the emergency C-section.
Yeah.
But it's a healthy, bouncing baby boy there. 7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Yay.
And I think it was 5:12 p.m. on the 31st.
Okay, do we
have any? They have named it.
They've named it Jovan Zachary Anderson. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I said.
Work. you know I love you.
So
they were wanting the child to have the same initials as daddy, but they weren't looking for a junior. Yeah, gotcha. They
come
you know,
on.
He's got his father's got a bad enough ego as it is.
Yeah, it's as bad as you know my nephew there. His initials are GAAA. So I used to kid about the fact that you know
he's gay.
No. I go. You know, my nephew's gone. I won't go there with that joke. Saying that.
Yes.
Oh, was that your knee?
That was my knee. For those of you who may have heard it on the air. But we need your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. You want someone grab some of the rags? Because I didn't see anything on gay news to talk about.
Rag?
For Roundtable?
Houston Boys.
Honey, we've got like
5 minutes. Oh, so we'll just be us for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to play some music anyway, and it's almost time for Laura Palooza.
Hey, you got it right.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Palooza.
Laura Palooza. As I speak, here she comes.
Oh,
there
she is. This has been After Hours. If, last chance here, we want to thank Jim, Caitlin, Christine, and Gerald for their generous contributions to this station. You'll be getting the paperwork in the mail. Last chance for you to wake up Big Roy out there. Yeah.
That's a very good imitation.
He doesn't even need to be asleep to make that noise. He makes it normally.
Well, that was where I was.
No, no, it's isn't it more like?
But 713-526-5738 is the number for you to give your pledge of support to us here at KPFT. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Select folder. We need an ID. Anything good on there? Oh, let's do this. Cause we
listen in, kids, because if any of you want to do, if you any of you want to work on a show, you know, this is how you do it. Yeah,
it's only 4 seconds long.
You're getting a play-by-play.
What's the thing for HPS? Where's
yes.
this? I'm trying to. Oh, let's do.
Oh, well.
Let's do that one.
But we'll be back next week, folks.
Lord willing and the creek don't read. Rise and all that other good stuff. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I don't even play the PSA. I'm going to say it. This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. Remember, listener-sponsored.
That means you.
That's what this week's all about. Commercial-free, and it's KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. Down on the island, it's 89.5. The World Wide Web is kpft.org, where you can also put in your pledge of support and tell them you heard about us on After Hours.
Till next week, kid.
The next music. And I believe you want CD1?
Yes.
It's time for the next one. It's Laura Palooza. We're out of here.
Free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.